Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And the world can't take it away. I don't know about you, but it's good to have joy on the inside. Oh, it's good to be happy, but it's good to have joy on the inside. See, happy is based on happening, but joy is based on Jesus. How about that? And if you have Jesus, the world can't take it away. The world can take your happiness. Oh, you can have that job. It's gone. You can have that new house. It's gone. But when you got Jesus, they can't take that away. I can assure you they can't take that away. Y'all gonna get something started here. Praise God. It is always a pleasure and an honor to come before you. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, just give an honor to my wife and Pastor Johnson for this opportunity to proclaim the name of the Word of God. I tell you, that song just got it going. Thank you, Lois. I tell you, got it going. We were on a witnessing field yesterday, and we felt it going. We had a new guy come out, and he was so excited, say, man, you guys are actually doing the work of Christ. That was so good. But we're going to talk about something that I hope everybody can get a hold to. It's very important. We're going to talk about be not deceived. Be not deceived. Have you ever heard the saying that says, fool me once, shame on you? Fool me twice, shame on me. But the good news, God don't want you to be fooled at all. If you look at the book of James, I love the book of James. It's often called where the rubber meets the road. So if you would stand with me, we're going to look at James chapter 1, verse 21 to 25. James chapter 1, verse 21 to 25. And let me know when you got it with amen. Okay. See a couple more pages flipping. Boy, this is good right here. 21 to 25, it says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But listen to this. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Now, it's bad when somebody else deceives you, but when you deceive yourself, you're in bad shape. All right, 23 says this, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but listen to this, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we've come to this hour, Lord God, where you can talk to us in a mighty way. Lord God, our prayer always is, Lord, that we not just be hearers only, but doers as well. We ask right now, Lord, that you prepare everybody's heart to receive your word. Hide me behind the cross, Lord God, that they not see me, but they see you. And Lord God, this sermon is just, Lord God, so powerful as you put it together. Lord God, you showed me great things, Lord God, that you're going to bring forth today. And we ask that everybody just take your word, Lord God, and be obedient unto it. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. The title is Be Not Deceived. As we see here, James is talking about receiving the word of God. We have to first hear God's word, and once we hear God's word, we have to receive it. Verse 21 say, receive with meekness the engrafted word that is able to save your soul.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.